Today, January 13th, is the feast day of St. Hilary of Poitiers, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. What St. Athanasius was to the East, St. Hilary was to the West. As Bishop of Poitiers, he was the one who refused to sign the decree condemning St. Athanasius, and so he was sent into exile, and he became one of the great champions of the faith in the early Church. St. Hilary was not born into a Christian home, but into a noble pagan family in Gaul. He was converted to Christianity by reading the Bible. He was a very brilliant man. He had read all the other great works. But when he began to read sacred scripture, he realized that this was different, that this was the inspired word of God. And he was so captivated by the elevated nature of the scripture that he gave up paganism and embraced Christianity, was baptized, and then a few years later, against his will, he was chosen by popularity and acclamation to be the Bishop of Poitiers in the year 353. Because he opposed the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ, he was sent into exile by the emperor, and there he came across the monasteries, the monastic movements that had taken hold in the East. And then when he returned to Gaul, to France, which would be he and another convert, St. Martin of Tours, established the first monastery at Liège. So he was considered one of the founders of monasticism in the Western Church. Well, during the spread of the Arian heresy, St. Hilary composed many works defending the divinity of Christ and the Trinity. His most famous work is called On the Trinity. And so he predates St. Augustine as perhaps one of the greatest teachers of the Church in the West. His writings were admired by St. Augustine and St. Jerome, and along with St. Ambrose and some of the early Church Fathers, he authored many beautiful Christian hymns as well, and was one of the great saints at the Council of Nicaea, which defended the divinity of Christ against the Arians. Even though he was a man of great gentleness and courtesy, he firmly opposed the Emperor Constantius at the time, who was an Arian, and because St. Hilary knew that the core teaching of our Catholic faith is that Jesus Christ is God. He is the second person of the Trinity. He is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, and as the Creed says, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. And this is what St. Hilary would spend his whole life defending, this cornerstone of the Catholic faith. He died in the year 368 and declared a doctor of the Church by Pius IX in the year 1851. I think one of the most interesting things about his life is his conversion by reading the Bible, by reading sacred scripture. Sometimes we underestimate the power of the inspired word of God to convert people's hearts and souls. So encourage people to read sacred scripture, especially if they're not Christian or if they're not Catholic. Encourage every day spiritual reading of the Bible, because it can lead to conversion, transformation, and holiness of life.